What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Just remember that line all day long.
I'm an AG.
I don't give a blank.
Get out of here.
I'm an AG.
In that very last one, he closes the cop door before she can get the G out.
Good.
All right. So, Sam, I walk in. They're playing this video. They're all dying laughing.
It's very funny.
What happened? And by the way, AG does stand for Attorney General.
It does, yes.
The woman at the center of this story is not an attorney general. She's an assistant DA. She's an ADA.
Correct.
Let's preface this with everything is alleged so far, because she's obviously well-versed with the law, and I would like to not become...
I would argue not as well-versed with the law.
It's all alleged, yet caught on tape. So what happened?
So this is body cam footage of the AG, not the AG, an AG in Rhode Island. They were apparently out at a restaurant, her and a friend and a couple of guys. I don't know what they did to get on the bad side of the establishment. However,
they were drunk and annoying.
Yeah. They called the cops. Cops showed up, said, you got to go. They said no. And it is 5.5 minutes of pure sadness, quite frankly. It's hilarious, but it's sad.
It gets worse and worse. Do you know who I am?
She says over and over again, as you heard, I'm an AG. He basically says, I don't give a blank.
I don't care.
You have to leave. She starts to tell him what his protocols are because she's an AG. And he goes, well, that must be some crazy lawyer blank. And just continues detaining her, saying, you must go.
Were they put in handcuffs?
They were both put in handcuffs. Now, her, once she finally realized I'm not winning this fight, an AG decided that she was going to comply and get in the car. She did, right? Everything was fine. Her friend, however, started kicking aggressively.
They don't like that.
Was kicking the door open. Every time the cop would try to close the door,
she would stick her foot back out of the door.
She wiggled her way out of the handcuffs at one point. It just got
probably
worse
not the first time.
And worse and worse.
I imagine alcohol was involved?
There was not a single sober cell in either of their bodies, if I had to guess. But it's all alleged.
They try to go back inside, and at one point, the maitre d' says, you want to trespass? Because they've been asked to leave. And so at that point, they are trespassing.
Well, the person at the front desk outside of the restaurant or bar or whatever it is literally telling the police officers, take them away.
Yeah, he goes,
they're annoying us.
They are trespassing.
Arrest them. Do whatever you got to do. Just get them out of my face. And again, we don't know what led up to this.
Buddy, she says to the officer, buddy, you're going to regret this. You are going to regret it. And then listen to the very last time she says, I'm an AG. He slams the police officer door before she can get the G out.
He's going to regret it, but in a whole different way.
You're going to regret it. I'm an AG.
You're an A what?
I'm a what?
Click.
She's smiling.
She has been employed with the Attorney General's office.
No, she's an AG.
7 years.
She's an AG.
I think we've established that.
Let's just leave. Let's just make it easy,
okay? We're going to make it easy.
So the friend initially is the one that's playing along. So you got the two guys that are like, hey, let's just not make this worse for us.
This is going to ruin the tour.
Go ahead and leave. And then the AG is like, no, I must stand on my principles because I know the law.
For one, number
I don't
want to
arrest you guys.
You're not going to arrest us. Number two
so let's
is
leave.
That
we got to go.
She's a lawyer. I'm an AG.
Good for you.
I don't give a blank. Let's go.
good for you. I don't give a blank. Let's go. Good for him.
Ms. Flanagan has been employed with the office for approximately 7 years and is currently assigned to the appellate unit of the criminal division. Quote, the office has immediately started a review of the incident, which we anticipate will conclude within the next few days.
And with her termination.
The office said it was unable to comment further on the incident as it now relates to, quote, personnel issues.
Mm-hmm. She also demanded that he turn his body cam off. I'm assuming that's so that she could say that she's an AG off the body cam over and over again. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But she said, your protocol, She's telling the officer, your protocol is to turn the body cam off if the citizen demands it. And he goes, no, it's not.
In fact, I would argue that's anti-protocol.
They tried. Listen to the officer. They want you guys to leave. Let's just leave. Let's just make it easy.
These are the guys in the group. Like, come on, ladies, let's go.
And that's the police officer who says, "Let's." They want you to leave. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Right?
No, I don't know if they're boyfriends. I don't know what they are. There were two guys and two girls. The two guys were like, let's just go, guys.
The officer then walks over to the restaurant's host station. Do you guys want them out? Do you want them trespassed?
And that's when the host says, we want them
anything,
out of here.
Yes, anything we can do. Cuff them, please, the man says.
Which makes you wonder what was going on before the police got there. How annoying do you have to be? Because she's a good-looking young lady, and so is her friend. Bars want good-looking young ladies in their bars. How annoying did you have to be that they want you gone?
The actual AG has weighed in.
By the way, allegedly.
Rhode Island allegedly, Attorney General Peter Nerona, the AG, addressed the incident on a talk radio show this morning. He said that she has not been placed on leave, but, quote, a strong sanction would be coming, including a suspension without pay if he decides to retain her with the office. Quote, look, she's put me in a bad position. Mm-hmm. She has embarrassed herself, humiliated herself, treated the Newport Police Department horribly. She's going to take some steps to try to address that in the next day or so. He did say an apology to the Newport Police Department is, quote, clearly necessary, and she understands that. It was inexcusable behavior.
She's a f-ing lawyer. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a
I love this cop.
When did this happen?
Presumably over the weekend. A
couple of days ago, but Dan, listen to this.
Drunk girl Friday night.
She is his employee, the actual attorney general. He made her sit down sober at work and watch the entire body camera video.
That's hard to do.
And then he said, this is the worst that your boss could do. I'm going to make you watch this. And then he said to her, you come with me and tell me when you're ready what's going to make this right.
And tell me how you think you acted now that you've seen it.
Nope. He just said, you watch this.
Wow.
Take a couple of days, and then I want you to come to me, and you tell me how we make this right.
Good.
Because think about it. Is it possible she's going to have cases moving forward that would involve this police department? We don't know.
Almost every case moving forward would involve that police department.
It's the state's attorney general office.
I see what you're saying.
You know,
it's a small state.
It's a small state. And so there is a work product issue, is there not?
Yeah.
You're going to regret it. I'm an AG.
I don't give a blank. Let's go.
Maybe she was saying she was part of a sorority. I'm a alpha, gamma something.
No, I don't think that's what it was, Dan.
That would maybe be true if she were not an employee of the attorney general's office.
Fair point.
But she is.
It's their own office that put into place the body cam protocol. It's that attorney general's office that put in. He says this in the interview. It was our office that crafted the policy for the police department's body camera policy. Okay.
Good for them.
And he said, I'm really glad that they are on every police officer in the state and that, yes, she misstated the body camera protocol.
You cannot ask the cop to turn off their body camera.
Wait, so it's conceivable that she helped write that protocol?
I think that's a stretch.
Okay.
The office drafted the current protocol.
Gotcha.
The whole I'm an AG thing is funny, but why do I just, I feel bad and I cringe and I know I shouldn't feel bad. He makes the point in a later interview, she has children. They're going to say, this is just one of those, you would give anything to put this genie back in the bottle.
Well, of course you would.
Give anything to not have had this happen, but it did.
And therefore you are responsible for your own behavior in public.
Amen. There are consequences for that behavior.
Yes.
Because I'm an AG is now a catchphrase.
should you be treated differently because of your status, whether that's income, whether that's job title?
That's the other problem when she's saying, I'm an AG.
Who cares?
You hear him say, I don't care.
A blank.
Who cares?
And will she consider that on future cases? Well, you know, he may have killed a family of four, but, you know.
He's an AG.
He's a lawyer.
I don't know what the future holds for me. And if, God forbid, someday I get into some trouble, I would hope that that doesn't happen. I guarantee you one thing I'm never going to say is, do you know who I am?
Police officers love it when you do that.
You automatically become a trophy the second you say, do you know who I am?
Well, for some people, they
yes,
already
I do,
know.
And get in the car.
For some people, they already know who you are. So,
well, that's true. 913-586.
I'm Scott Slam.
Half of Dayton. Slam.
KMB. 913-586-7798. Here on Dayton.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.